Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Now, I do realize that you've all been doing your best to replace the saucy Lillian Gish calendar that was pinched out of my office at Broadcasting House, but I still haven't got another one.
A few more weeks might be won't be worth it.
On the contrary, no matter how late in the year, saucy Miss Gish is always worth it. Besides, the pictures of her for November and December are the sauciest.
You dirty old devil.
Mr. Pertwee, I am not a dirty old devil. I'm a connoisseur.
You're a connoisseur what?
Connoisseur.
What's one of them, then?
Well, in his case, it's, a dirty old devil.
No, it is not. It merely means that when it comes to art, I know what I like.
Quite.
And now we've got a fair old idea what you like as well. Well, really, I'll never get any sense out of them now, so I may as well leave them to squabble among themselves. And squabble they will, because C.P.O. Pertwee's been out with Ren Chasen for the evening again, and Mr. Phillips has heard about it, or at least he will hear about it shortly.
Just a minute, you two. Let's see your dockyard passes, please.
Well, here you are. Here's mine.
Ren Chasen. Right. Now yours, Chief.
Mine? What do you want to see mine for? You've seen her.
You've seen one, you've seen them all, I say.
Come on, Heather, this way. We don't want to be missed.
Not so fast, Chief. Your pass, if you please.
You know what you do?
You are.
That's what you do. All right, then. All right, come over here when it's darker and I'll show it to you. Right, there you are. You satisfied? Nosy?
One beer bottle label in a plastic case. Not exactly an official pass, is it? But knowing you, C.P.O. Pertwee, I'd say that's as near as we'll ever get. All right, carry on. Good night, Miss. Good night, Chief.
Good night, Constable.
My regards to Barlow.
And Fancy Smith.
Oh, take him away, Miss, please.
Come along, John, dear. Well, it really has been a wonderful evening.
Huh. My pleasure, I'm sure. You can't whack a stone along Commercial Road with a lot of rock salmon and sixpence, I always say.
It just never tastes the same if you don't eat it out of a newspaper, does it?
No, miss, no. And apart from that, the paper you get your fish and chips in always has more interest in you than the papers you buy. I got my lot one of the Sunday papers.
You would. And what was the news in that?
Well, according to the headlines, the hair spots of that week were... When policeman spends night hidden in wardrobe, and a girl accuses vet after check-up on her budgie.
Really? Now, I wondered why you kept your paper instead of throwing it away.
I was just keeping Britain tidy, miss.
Not miss, dear. Heather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, of course, if you insist.
Oh, we are going out together, aren't we?
Yeah, quite. It's just that I was not used to it.
What was that?
No, thanks. I know my limits.
I see. Well, John, dear, you really must stop feeling uncomfortable about taking me out. My engagement to Mr. Phillips is over. Forget about him. I'm your girlfriend now.
Yes, how very kind. One doesn't know quite what to say, one doesn't. One is extremely honored, of course.
Is one? Then why doesn't one do something about it? It's dark enough.
Pardon?
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if all the stories I've heard about you are true.
Aye?
Well, a girl does check up, you know. I mean, there were rumors about the barmaid at the Fireman's Bucket and Bell. And then the changes of feminine staff in the nappy had been pretty rapid. And then there was the real admiral's daughter who suddenly went to a Swiss finishing school.
It's all lies. It's lies. Absolute lies, I tell you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, well, if that's the state of the pool, let's get over to the bicycle sheds and to places with Mr. Phillips.
Well, that's more like it. And as far as I'm concerned, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is a voice from the past.
Paul, there goes who? I mean, go. Who halts there?
What?
I have a feeling the voice from the past is present.
You filthy swine.
He's going to be noisy again.
No, it's all right for you. It's all right for you. I've just had a pretty unnerving experience. It's all your fault.
Paulson?
Yes, I was crouching at the back of the bicycle sheds watching you, and every time you lowered your voices, I had to lean forward to catch what you were saying. And twice, I very nearly put my head through the spokes of the admiral's bike.
Well, I wish you had. Then we could have grabbed the wheel and spun it.
Oh, no. Look, perhaps I should explain the situation to you, sir. Look, just to clear the path, sir. I mean, we can't sail on the same ship in a minute, can we, sir?
I intend to have a jolly good try. However, I've seen to it that we shan't be serving on the same ship much longer. Anyway.
Hey?
Now what's he done?
I don't know, but with a... on the end of it, I'm a feeling I flaming soon will.
Now, you'll find out, all right. Unless I'm very much mistaken, you'll find out in Mr. Murray's cabin tomorrow morning.
Filthy slime! Filthy slime! Come in!
Good morning, sir. confidential correspondence and signals for your attention, sir.
Oh, dear. Anything volatile amongst it?
Well, not really, sir. I can't understand it. It's not there.
What isn't?
Well, all we've got is a lot of old guff about some of our ratings kidnapping the landlord of the fireman's bucket and bell because he called time 15 seconds early.
Mr. Phillips.
Apparently, they shoved him onto a non-stop all-night coach to Birmingham.
Quite. Now, what is the signal you were expecting that isn't here?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. What have you been up to? Tell Daddy.
Shan't.
Mr. Phillips, you haven't been potty enough to try and put one over on Pertwee, surely.
Don't you worry, sir. I've got Pertwee this time.
That is precisely what officers of the Royal Navy have been saying since the Armada. Even Admiral Troutbridge was enjoying a splendid naval career until he got stuck on a sandbank in 1797.
You mean when he had to wave his fleet on and let them go into battle on their tod? Well, that was just an accident. I mean, anyone can run his ship aground on a sandbank, sir.
Possibly, but if you check the records, you'll find that prior to the battle, the late Admiral had had a right barney with his helmsman, Petty Officer Zebediah Pertwee. It was all over the helmsman going out with the Admiral's girlfriend, apparently. History does tend to repeat itself, doesn't it?
I don't think I feel very well.
Well, they couldn't save the Admiral. Let's see if we can save you. What have you done? Let's have the details.
I looked through the files, the signals from Captain Povey, sir, and I picked out the ones concerning training courses available for chief petty officers. And then...
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Johnson? What is it?
Dead dodgy, sir. Captain Povey's here, sir, and CPO Pertwee's with him, sir, and they want to see you, sir. And please, can I leave before you let them in?
Oh, very well. Show them in, Johnson.
Aye, aye, sir. This way, gentlemen, please.
Now, number one, what is all this ridiculous nonsense about?
Well, I wish I knew, sir.
How do I? Whipped off Lord Monarch's tech and wangled here without so much as a whoop's big pardon, I was.
Well, if you don't need me anymore, sir, I'll...
Stand fast, Mr. Phillips. Captain Povey, sir, what seems to be the trouble?
Trouble? Number one, as far as I can see, mine are over. CPO Pertwee has applied for every training course the Navy holds.
Yes, he's applied for everything from training as a galley cook to transfer to the Royal Marines.
On what? Through something. Then it's finished. Go.
How that's it.
Filthy swine! Come, Jack.
Gentlemen, please. I can only take paperwork at its face value. I therefore decided that in order to obtain some peace and quiet for myself, I should put your name down for training as a driver of a hovercraft.
Hey? Pardon? Well done.
Lord, what a potter about 6 inches above the briming. Look, it's all a mistake, sir. I never applied for hovercraft training or any other sort of training, sir.
Oh, what a pity. Because Mr. Phillips applied for you. I naturally assumed you'd applied to him.
It is a carver. But we has been done wrong.
Have a nice trip, Percy. Learn lots, won't you? Drop me a line now and then, and I can tell Heather how you're getting on.
Oh, now, perhaps I should have mentioned that earlier, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, have you, mention what? Here it comes. It's going to be the Admiral Sandbank all over again.
Well, I mentioned that hovercraft training happened to have a vacancy for the chief. In fact, it happened to have several. So I put you and Lieutenant Murray down for it as well.
Oh, how terribly nice.
As a matter of fact, it was the chief who gave me the idea. He mentioned when I last saw him that you were terribly keen to take a hovercraft training course. So you're in luck.
I'm not, you know. I know exactly what I'm in.
Filthy fine. You did it on me before I'd done it on you. Well, that's the Pertwee family motto, actually. When does the course start?
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. You'll report to Commander Ward of the Royal Naval Air Station at Leon Solis.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Excuse me, Commander Walter.
What is it, Stonehouse?
The two officers and the CPO from Turfridge are ready to make their first solo trip in the Mark V hovercraft.
Oh, Lord, so soon. I always knew that one dark day they'd send us someone from Troutbridge for instruction. That will be the end of it.
Well, you never know, sir. They might complete the solo test without thinking the hovercraft or something even more expensive. Like the Queen Elizabeth, for instance.
You are joking, of course, aren't you, Stonehouse? Since they've been here, they've already done things with a hovercraft that even the manufacturers didn't know they could do.
I reckon when they jammed the controls of Mark V and got it whizzing round like a spinning top with their best, their instructor was dizzy for a week.
It was 10 days, actually, I was instructor. Until they heard who I'd been out with, everyone thought I was plastered. Are the rescue launch and fire services standing by?
Yes, sir.
All the shipping in the area been warned?
Yes, sir.
Everyone on the station been warned to take cover?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all we can do, I suppose. Might as well go out to the apron and send them off. At times like these, you know, Stonehouse, one realizes they should never have let the home guard stand down.
Good luck, sir.
Don't be ridiculous, Stonehouse. We all know what my luck's like today, or any other day, come to that. Wouldn't be quite so panic-making if that blonde one didn't keep saying, honestly, sir, it's just like driving a car.
Well, in a way, I suppose it is, sir.
Yeah, possibly, but Blondie can't even drive a car either. Come on, let's get them launched. 6 to 4, they butt off backwards at 40 miles an hour.
Honestly, sir, it's just like driving a car.
Is it really? I suppose that's why you backed us out of the garage at 40 miles an hour.
You know, sir, that Commander Ward is pretty nippy, isn't he, sir? I've never seen anyone clear an 8-foot fence from a standing jump before.
It was the way he was still able to run like fun afterwards that fascinated me.
I think he was trying to catch up with Abel Seymour Stonehouse, actually.
Catch him? In 20 yards, he'd overtaken him.
Of the way some people panic, isn't it? Anything on the radar screen, Chief?
No, sir, I've been wondering about that, just... Or the radar isn't working, or somebody must have warned all the shipping in the area that we're out for a spin.
Well, that would make sense. So
jolly disappointing, though.
Disappointing, sir?
Yes. Wouldn't it be fun to wave at some of the chaps from this thing?
Yeah, why don't we buzz into the dockyard, sir? You know,
quick slither round Trout Bridge so that Commander Bell and all the others can have a butcher's at it.
No, sir. No, please.
No, certainly not. I absolutely forbid it.
Yeah, old Pat, you're right, sir.
No, it's out of the question.
Completely,
yes.
Sir.
Yes. It would have been fun, though.
Yeah. Would have shaken them rigid.
Did Commander Ward actually say we weren't to go into the dockyard, sir?
Well, no, but obviously.
Oh, obviously, sir, yeah.
Yes, quite so. Would have been fun, though, sir, wouldn't it?
Oh, enormous.
Pity. Shame.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, he didn't actually say...
Not a word, sir. No, not a word.
Even so...
Oh, go on, sir. Let's.
Oh, all right, then. Push the stick forward, Mr. Phillips, and head for the dockyard. And for pity's sake, don't rip your skirt on a mooring buoy.
What?
Boys don't wear skirts.
The rubber skirt round the hovercraft.
Oh, lovely. That's a relief, isn't it?
Increase speed up to 40 knots and head for the dockyard, Mr. Billet.
Aye, aye, sir.
Dockyard,
Now, which way would that be?
I'll toss for it like I usually do, sir. Head sits that way, tail sits behind us, and if it lands on its edge, we're there.
So that's how he navigates. I've often wondered.
Well, now you know, sir. Now you know.
Come in.
Lieutenant Queeg, the engineer officer from Trowbridge, is here, sir.
Show him in.
Aye, sir. This way, Lieutenant.
More than grateful. Well, let's be honest about it. I'd rather you said he was too busy to see me, but as he isn't, I'll come in anyway. But you wanted to see me, Captain Bovier.
I did indeed. Uh-huh. I have just cleared everything with Whitehall, and as Murray, Phillips, and CPO Pertwee are away on this hovercraft course, I've arranged for Troutbridge to put to sea at once. That means that when they come back, they won't have a ship to rejoin, and I can draft them anywhere I like.
Really? Of all the dirty, underhanded tricks, I thought naval officers were also supposed to be gentlemen.
Well, they are, Entation, but...
Because you'd know more about that than I.
You are the one who has been to the bicycle sheds, I gather.
Who talked? Come on, name names. I demand to know who blew the gaff about my snog.
Never mind that. The point is this. How soon can Tusbridge put to sea, Mr. Queen?
Ah, well, there you have it, you see. Normally, I mean, we could push off in a matter of a few hours, but we've had a bit of a snag in the engine room, you see.
A bit of a snag?
Yes. You see, I'm not too certain about all the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are that stand there. I mean, I usually leave all this nonsense of getting up smoke or whatever it's called to the lad who understands all the wheels and the cogs and the boilers and the shafts or whatever they are. I mean, I'm a wizard with an outboard motor, but all that much. Well, I mean, it's complicated. You never credit it.
Mr. Queen.
Ah, now, you're disappointed in me, I can tell. I can tell. The way you're gripping the edge of your desk gave him the clue. That and the way you've gone to think. Have you had a word with the M.O. lately at all? I mean, what one of those special pills that they can do is amazing. Amazing. No need for extra roughage with a breakfast out of one of those.
Will you kindly explain why you cannot get up speed?
Ah, well, it's the lad, you see, who works the engine room. I hate to say it, but he was a fool himself. A fool himself he was. I mean, we all know what he's like. And the moment he saw curry on the menu, he should have twigged even for it. Anyone could have told him that curry would prove a sight too powerful for the lad.
Oh, not again.
Not only again, miss, but several times. practically continuously. As I understand it, he ordered second helping, but before they could serve it, he had to leave. Nobody has seen very much of him since. It was the pepper. Mark my word, that's what got him. I mean, the lid fell off the pot, as you might say, and he would go on and eat it, you see. I mean, you can understand the position. Before I could finish asking that I'd get up steam, he'd have got up steam on his own and vanished in a flash. That reminds me, when are the next Olympics? Because the way that lad can run, I mean, you'd never...
Oh,
there
you,
Clown.
What the blazes have you done now?
Oh, for grace,
the Admiral. I'll see you later, Mr.
Queen. Thank you.
Would you like a chair, sir?
Not only would I like one, I intend to have one. Povey, get up.
Oh, by all means, certainly. Oh, what seems to be the trouble?
Do you never look out of your window, Povey? There's some blasted hovercraft charging about all over the dockyard.
What?
Ah, wake at last, are we? The beastly thing's been zooming about out of control for half an hour. It was last seen doing about 40 past the dry docks and heading this way.
Release on them! Stop, you brute! Stop!
Need I answer?
That's such a child I might have known.
They're heading for the main gate.
Oh, good grief. Run, Jason, quick. Get me the police at the main gate.
Aye, sir.
I don't know what's been going on, Povey, but if I find you approve the applications of the steaming idiots who are in that thing now, I shall hold you directly responsible for any damage they cause.
But, Admiral...
Dockyard police on the phone, sir.
Second. Captain Povey here. Yeah?
Oh, yes, sir?
Shut the main gate immediately. That's an order.
Well, I need to have it in writing, sir.
That's a fool. This is an emergency.
Very likely, sir, but I must have your signature, sir, before taking the action of that nature.
Listen to me, you overdressed dicks in a dock tree. There's a hovercraft surfing through a dockyard out of control.
Oh, not anymore, sir. Passed by a minute or two ago, they did. They can't half go, can't they? They went straight to the yard and just up Queen Street at about 50 miles an hour. Never showed their passes or nothing. I did run after them on our bike, but it weren't no good. Get it a bit past, it's ready.
Hello, Captain Purvis' office? Wait a moment, please. It's the Chichester police, sir. Do we know anything about a runaway hovercraft? Because it just chased his worship the mayor into the public library.
Well, I'm ruined, utterly ruined. Yes, Povey, if you want my opinion, you probably are. At least you will be if I have anything to do with it.
No good, sir. The control's stuck. I can't stop it. Why don't you slow it down, son? If we go on at this rate, in half an hour, we'll be in the Outer Hebrides.
I've always wanted to see them, you know. I believe they're particularly pretty at this time of the year.
What was that? What was that?
Somebody's entrance gates, I imagine.
Look out, sir. Look out. There's a lot of white railings ahead.
Right there.
Swing left, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
Now left. Right. No, left. Yeah. Right. Right.
Never mind the hand signals out of the window. Get on with it.
Yeah, where the places are we?
How should I know? Follow the rails round, Mr. Phillips.
Here, what's that? What's that? Something's trying to overtake. Sounds like... Just pull into the side, quick.
Well, what's the matter?
This is Goodwood Race Course, sir. Here, we're in the 330.
Pull in nothing. A few more revs and we can win.
Oh, shut up. Go forthright. We can get out through the north gate.
Oh, Lord.
Now what's the matter?
All right, two bob each way on Maiden's Delight. The came fifth.
No, but really, tough you to back a horse with a name like that.
Who'll be fine?
Quiet. That'll do. Mr. Phillips, let Percy take over the controls. Perhaps he can shift the throttle. Will, Chief, can you move it?
No, Sergeant.
No, I don't think I can, sir.
What's the road? There's a car behind us.
Aye?
Roadhog! Where are we heading for now?
Well, we're on the main Portsmouth-London road, sir. And the compass is pointing south, so we should be heading back to Pompey.
Let's go across country. It'll be quicker. Cut through that field first, will you?
Oh, please. Look, I know these things are supposed to clear small obstacles.
But that hedge is too high.
Nonsense. She'll go over anything 6 foot high.
Yeah, granted, but that hedge is a mere 8 foot thick.
Of course it isn't. Take a run at it and over you go.
Oh, I just do say this.
You remember what I said about not ripping your skirt?
Yes, sir.
Well, after that hedge, I have a nasty feeling Our slip is showing.
Well, I'm flaming sure it is, sir. We're all one-sided.
Well, then increase the jet that side to steady her. Oh, and keep trying to free that throttle, or we'll have to drive round until we've run out of fuel.
There's one alternative, sir. As soon as we get to the dockyard gates, I'll cut the engine, sir. We'll go down with a heck of a clout, and we'll probably pull the rest of her skirt off.
Toothy's line.
But at least we'll stop her, sir.
Yeah, Leon Soland won't like us for doing it, but you're probably right. As soon as you see the dockyard gates, stop engine, chief.
All right, sir.
And if we land as hard as I think we will, everybody stand up to avoid an extremely own nasty.
Oof, that was near.
Those traffic lights just turned green in time. Dockyard gates ahead, chief.
That's not the only thing that's ahead, sir. Unless I'm mistaken, the Admiral and Captain Toby are ahead as well.
Tommy, you're right. They even show on the radar screen. Stand by the crash stop, chief.
Oh, dear. I wish I could free this throttle. But we don't want to go down with a bang, sir. Look, now I'll bail out. Then I'll get a cab the rest of the way.
Don't be ridiculous. Stand by. Stand by. Cut engine. Everybody up.
Well, I'm still breathing. Is anybody else?
Number one?
Unfortunately, yes. Open the door. Good afternoon, sir. Lovely day for a hover.
Where the blazes have you been in this thing?
Oh, don't talk wet, Povey. We know where they've been. They've toured all of Hampshire and most of Sussex.
What happened?
The throttle stuck, sir. Funnily enough, a Mark V came in yesterday with exactly the same trouble. The chaps at Lee were going to work on it on the apron this morning. Captain Povey, sir, would you mind telling me the number on our tail fin? The one that came in yesterday was numbered...
M5009.
Exactly, that's what I'm afraid of. This is the dodgy one.
Phillips, why didn't you check this morning?
Well, they all look the same, sir. I thought this one was ours.
This one was very nearly our lot.
Oh, do stop waffling to them, Povey. Ring Leon Solent and clear this mess up. It's blocking the main gate.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. At once, sir.
Oh, with this thing here, I doubt if I can even get my bike through. Well, that reminds me, Constable.
Yes, sir?
Put a guard on the bicycle sheds, will you? Last night, some idiot dented my spokes.
Very good, sir.
Right, I'm off. Povey, I shall expect a full report in the morning.
I'll do my best, sir. Right, you three get moving. I'll see you in my office in 15 minutes.
Oh, do you have to, sir? We've had a rather busy day.
15 minutes, I said, and I'll be there just as soon as I phone Commander Ward about this mess.
Whilst you're on the phone to him, sir, would you ask him if we pass?
Mr. Phillips, sir, come away. Come away, sir.
Yeah, but I'd like to know, sir.
This way, Mr. Phillips. What? Let's get to Captain Povey's office.
I know why you want to get there in a hurry. You want to tell Heather what a hero you are. Get her all sympathetic and sentimental.
There's a rewind. Oh, come on.
Yes. Now then, Constable, if I can use that phone in your office.
Certainly, sir. May I see your pass, please, sir?
What?
Your dockyard pass, if you please, sir. You know the rules.
Oh, now look here, officer.
No pass, eh? Right.
No, stop that.
Over the arm, Fred. Bung him in the brig until somebody claims him.
What?
Masqueraded as a naval officer, most likely.
No, put me down. Let me go. I'm a serving officer. The last CPO puppy. If you arrest me, you'll have Perry Mason flown over to defend me. Now let me go, dear.